All right, rundown is Tuesday, May 26th, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Doesn't matter if you use incognito. Now, fucking Shirley Patricia's calling me. Can you still hear me?
Yeah. What the hell was that? What? You got the date and the day. Perfect.
I always do because they put it on the thing.
Oh. Since we've been doing this.
What's Shirley Patricia want?
FaceTime me. I can't do it right now. Shirley Patricia. All right. ExpressVPN, the hell's going on? ExpressVPN, doesn't matter if you use incognito mode, if you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider. Purely Patricia, stop trying. Jesus, purely. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why even when I am home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Doesn't matter where you get your internet from, internet service providers in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure service so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of the data with the most powerful encryption available. It runs seamlessly in the background. It's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button. You're protected. ExpressVPN available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV, so no excuse for you not to be using it. Visit expressvpn.com/rundown. You can get an extra 3 months for free on 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/rundown, expressvpn.com/rundown to learn more. All right, boys, I'm going for a milli. Let's just say that.
Again?
Another milli day, possibly.
Let's go.
Roll the airlines and cruises.
I'm up. Since I've started, I'm up probably $300,000 or $400,000 now.
You're not even running the ball. You're passing the ball.
Yeah, the stock market's way the fuck up, so that helps.
This is such a bad look for Wall Street, though. Like, if you do this for a living and you're not up like you are, come on.
Kevin, it's an easy game. You let brain wrapped around it, and I'll figure out.
Well, wait. So just to be clear, when you're down, it's the matrix and it's rigged. And when you're up, it's an easy game.
Correct. But here's the thing. I'm like, your brain always has to be evolving. Like, you have to figure out. Like, I tried to short the market because, like, oh, how can, like, airlines? No. Cruises, airlines, moon. Moonshot. So anyways, let's get into a golf tournament. I watched the beginning of it. That shot Brady hit, I mean, that's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That was – Tom Brady's golf game was so relatable to everyone, just shanking everything. And then that one shot – I mean, I've never hit a shot like that, but that one shot you hit every time you go out and golf, and you're like, I could do this for a living.
That's all. You could have the worst round, worst weekend, worst summer of golf of your life. You have one shot, and you remember it. That's all that matters.
Well, I was going to say it was more like – I've never hit a shot like that. But it's like he was so bad, but that's all anyone's going to remember.
Right.
Like,
well, I thought the pants splitting wasn't great. I'll remember that too. But, yeah, right after Chuck was talking shit, right after Koepka's tweet, and he just jams it down everyone's throat. It's fucking what Brady does.
I will say – oh, Kevin, you kind of got hockey hair going. I will say I'm sick of – and I get it. Like the most watched golf event ever, the most NASCAR watched event ever, the most this, like, yeah. Like, you, we can't be acting like this is no shit. Like, there's literally nothing for people to do. I am in four, by the way. First of all, I pulled a move. I don't even know. Whatever. But so I've heard a lot about Florida and like they don't give a fuck. Florida is fully masked. Like, you can't go to CVS without a mask. Can't go into a supermarket without a mask. Everyone's masking. So I don't know where that's coming from. At least the places I've gone, everyone's in a mask.
That was a hell of a solo transition.
Why did I bring that up?
I don't know. You went from the golf to like, just be like, no by the reason. Way, yeah, by the way, what we were talking about, the masks.
No.
Because there's nothing wrong.
I didn't start talking about corona.
Nobody's doing anything.
Because yeah, nobody's on TV.
Because of Corona. Nice try, big man. Nice.
You're right, though. There's nothing on TV. I mean, it was sports, but not really. But I still watched. Why not?
Yeah, well,
also, I didn't really watch much of it, but I can't tell you how any of the other players played. So, good or bad, Brady was the talk of the whole thing.
Yeah. So that happened. Oh, and then obviously in our world, CHD is still churning along.
Welcome back.
Alex, big old fucking, that's going to break the internet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of downloads coming your way tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is Scooter Braun thinking?
All right. So
how is it? I mean, even I'll give it to him that he probably doesn't know you, like, and how you operate. But even if you know slightly how you operate.
All right. So here's the deal. I'll give the background on this. First of all, he has worked with Erica in a prior life, right? So they do kind of like know each other. I wouldn't say they're friends, but they know each other. Now, he calls her. Erica tells me. Erica probably shouldn't have told me, but like she tells me everything. But once you tell me, I'm like frothing at the mouth. And I did ask. I'm like, can I say this? I don't think she expected me to go like how I did with it. And I don't even know what I'm doing when I start recording. But I do it, and then it takes off. And I think Scooter definitely thought he was having a private conversation. And now I'm not supposed to be – well, I'll tell you the whole story. So it goes, and people are getting in on it. Weirdly, I have become like a Miami guy. It's like my most connected city. Dave Gruppman, who literally runs Miami, like likes me. I've become friends with him. I happen to be wearing his sweatshirt during this, which says like Groot on it. Now, he's friends with Scooter Braun, like real good friends. So first of all, some people are like, this is a work. Like, why would he be wearing this trash and whatever? That was a wild coincidence. But I get a call from Dave Gruppman. And he's like, Scooter Braun's on the other line right now. He wants to talk to you. And he's like, by the way, if you don't want to talk to him, I don't care. Like, he asked me, like, you tell me. And he's like, is this private? I'm like, well, nothing I do is private.
Dave Gruppman has not been private since 2004.
Figure it out.
Right. So absolutely not. I'll talk to him, but it's public. So he gets on the line, and we have it out. And, you know, he was backpedaling. He's like, I'm not friends with fucking Peter Nelson at all. Like, I happen to be on something where I bumped into him the day before. And, like, with Sophia, I'm like, all right, well, I don't know how much I believe. And I'm like, he just got run over. Is basically what I'm like. It doesn't matter if it was Scooter Braun or whoever. Anybody who's placing a call on their behalf right now is going to get run over if you have a name. So I'm like, you know, I'll leave whatever. It is what it is. But, you know.
Wait, but also, wasn't he was asking for you to back. Like, it'd be one thing if he was like, hey, man, I'm kind of friends with this guy. Can you stop, like, torching him on the internet? But to be like, hey, do me a solid and give this guy 50% of a multi-million-dollar enterprise. Like, who the fuck would do that?
Well, it wasn't really like that. It was like, Sophia wants to do it again. She just wants 50%. Like, how can I help?
Of course she does.
Yeah, of course she does.
And by the way, this is how public I am. She has reached, and she'll probably won't, she has reached out to Erica, like, twice, being like, hey, I want to do Call Her Daddy. Within the last 48 hours, like, hey, I want to do Call Her Daddy. I just want 50%. And Erica's like, what should I say? I'm like, have her talk to me. First of all, it's gone. But she hasn't talked to me in weeks. Like, I don't. And then she's like, well, I want to be private. It's like, no, no, no. You don't. You already played the first hand. You had nothing. And you tried to act like a straight flush. And you lost. And now you can't act like you have a straight flush anymore.
Not only that, there were 2 months where it was private. It was right. 2 months where they weren't doing more. The podcast.
More.
They were leading their fans on being like, well, it's Barstool making us look bad. That's gone.
Right. It's like Barstool, they have the most time to do something to keep their story straight. And they did nothing. And somebody said it right. The second that they had division, it opened the door for me for Grudge Dave just to come storming through. Mm-hmm. And once you invite him to the party's over.
He ain't leaving. If she were to tuck her tail and just like fully apologize and ask for like a lesser deal, would you give it to her?
If she came and she's like, I want my own podcast, I'd think about it. I'd have to have direct answers because she was trying like to sabotage us.
That's her only move. Her only move is to come back hat in hand and be like, I'm sorry, please let me come back.
But every move she does still to me feels like they're gearing up for a lawsuit. Like, why would you even be saying I want 50% of Call Her Daddy when you know that's not happening?
Right. So what I mean, the whole thing is crazy. It feels like 10 years ago that Alex dropped that Friday night bomb that was like a million people watched within like 3 hours. Crazy. I said it today on the Yak, but like, I'm happy she's back because it's money in our pocket, but she is like a mastermind.
Big time. And I will say, I've said this, I said, and for people who know, I sent, because I think she'll admit, I sent a company email. I'm like, once I knew Alex is coming back, I'm like, Alex, come back. Let's like turn the page, because, and I think you're going to find she's going to be like, I don't think she's only with us for a year. I think she's with us now for like a decent amount of time.
Which would be awesome. Which would be great for everyone. But still, she's a mastermind.
Her brand has never been stronger.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she like orchestrated that from the beginning, but as soon as there was the opportunity to pin it on the fucking Soup Boy, I mean.
But I will say this, I've said it from the beginning. I sat with them for months and I'd be like, what's this about the trail? You guys are leaving. Like, no, we're not. I'd ask her a question. I knew they were lying back. I think they knew they were lying. And it was like that game was sucked. When I offered the deal the first time, my gut was Alex was like, yep, I want it. So I believe that part, she's going to fuck us over. But when she got what she wanted, like she was genuine, like her version of events from the rooftop, I do believe to be true. Because even I was on a call with him one time and she agreed to something. Like right after, she's like, "Yep, I agree to that." And Sophia was like, "We got to talk to our lawyers."
That's how it all breaks down. The deal changed everything because they never expected for you to offer something like that, and everything that they were planning went out the window at that.
And
moment.
Is that the deal they took, or you took that back and gave Alex a different deal now?
Alex, pretty much, we are now like essentially partners with Alex. So Alex does not have like 100% of she has creative control, all that, but like Barstool and Alex are now partners.
Got it.
Like we basically slid.
I want on my team.
But that's not the deal you offered them on the rooftop, or that is?
No, it is.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were like, well, that's off the table now too.
It's better for Barstool because we basically just came in and took Sophia's half. Yeah. So it's like, all right, we're going to do all the marketing. If you happen to leave, like, we'll still promote you because we still own half of it.
Got it.
So we basically came in, and honestly, it changed, and she saw it because, again, we said last time, what happened was for the first time we were allowed to talk to Call Her Daddy's audience, and they were like, wait a minute, they're telling the truth. They're not the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, we should be partners in this because we can promote you no matter where you go. So
right.
We basically came in and took like Sophia's part of it, not intentionally, but that's just how it broke.
Right. And they, what the biggest misstep that they had that goes kind of not like, I feel like people haven't been talking about it, is when they stopped doing the podcast that hurt their own audience. So their own audience was like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like, you can have these things, but you got to keep churning out content. So I feel like that was the mistake that they then had, like Alex has played it back pretty well, like actually incredibly well. But that was a mistake that kind of put them in a weird spot where not only their audience didn't like them, but like Barstool was like, what the fuck?
Right. And I really didn't want to get into like a he said, she said with him, which I was seeing was coming because I could see how they were like positioning their audience.
Right.
I knew it was not true, but it's like, if this is just a he's like, who's, if they stayed aligned, like, who are they going to believe, me or them? Without ever hearing from me, they're going to believe them. So it's like, I was just waiting. I was just sitting there. It's like, all right, well, right now it's tough. Because if they just left, who knows what they're planning? I mean, she said some fucking diabolical. Alex, like, when she spilled the tea, like, we're planning to do this, this, and this to you. It's like, that's pretty fucking diabolical.
Yeah, so I'm saying, she's great. Like,
what are you thinking? Are you still, you know, is that in the back of your mind? Or are you just water under the bridge? Because you're Grudge Dave. And someone told you right to your face, I was going to try to fuck you over, fuck your money over, fuck your company over. And now you're like, hey, whatever.
Kevin, that's what I was – that was my point last week when I was like, listen, I want Alex back because it's money in my pocket. But she's clearly smart, like very smart.
If something goes wrong again.
Yes.
You cannot be like, oh, my God, this is so terrible. We have to know this is possible.
Here's the difference. If something goes wrong again – and I'm like, hey, this is going wrong, people are going to believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying
very smart. Something very
wrong. No, listen, clearly I'm not just like, oh, Sophia, you're the best. I mean, Alex, I trust everything you do. I think it's going to be a process of earning the trust back. Absolutely.
Right.
I just hope that she, and I think she will, start ingratiating herself at Barstool more, because it only helps everyone.
I think she is.
Everyone.
Like, even the replies, they were like, we're leaving. I really do. And now, that's the he said, she said. She's like, Sophia wouldn't let, like, she just, and Sophia really changed. I mean, I said that to Erica at one point. I'm like, when I have meetings with Sophia, it's like, almost like, it's so adversarial, and I don't know where it came from. She'd be like, I'm being exploited. It's like, what are you talking about? Wow. So, but that was, yeah, that was always Sophia. That was not Alex. So I think Alex will.
Team Cooper.
But who knows? Who knows? Let me tell you this. We're moving merch again. Call her daddy.
That's what I'm saying.
My daddy has
never been stronger.
I hope she does. Yeah, I hope she doesn't ingratiate herself, because I think the drama is good for business. I think people are more interested than ever because there's like a feud. I don't want her to be nice.
But you can't do drama forever. Like, eventually you have to. Like, there's definitely a shelf life. Dave, it's like when you say, like, when you used to make fun of us being like, you know, your success is my success. That's for us too. Her success is our success.
Totally.
We're ready to go.
It is wild though. It's just one of those like very Barstool. I mean, everybody was fucking talking about it. So in that Wednesday podcast, I mean, that's going to be a monster. It's going to be an absolute monster. So, by the way, unbelievable amount of pressure on her.
Yes. Yeah, it's not good. Oh boy.
Yeah, and
deliver a solo killer.
I wonder when, like, Sophia's got to say something, right?
Well, the first, when she finally spoke out, it was so fucking bad.
Alex, too? Alex had everything, like.
That was crazy. That was scary. I was like, this is puppet master shit. Yes, like, I am afraid of you.
But that's the Alex. Everyone, Kevin, you even remember when we started to call her daddy, you're like, I don't know about these girls like sex. I'm like, well, that was the Alex I met with from day one. And it's like,
driven.
It's like, all right, there's way more going on than just like talking fucking sex with this girl.
She's right. Frank Underwood.
Yeah.
You fucking push someone in front of a train. Like, I don't want to be in front of a train.
And fucking Cersei are like on the same level in my mind.
All right. This is brought to you by MVMT. We're spending more time than ever at our home on digital screens. That's why the team over at MVMT wants to make sure you're taking care of your eyes with their Everscroll blue light filtering. These fucking ad people. Your Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. I'll take off my Felix Gray.
I was thinking that.
Come on. Ever since I started wearing special. We can't do this ad.
I'll do the movement ad,
all right.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Movement, with everybody at home all day working from home on the computers, on your Zoom, on your phone. Your eyes are getting more screen time than ever. So make sure you get a pair of the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses from Movement, along with your watches, along with your sunglasses. Movement has been with us for years. They've been supporting us, so you should support them too. Get yourself some all the Movement stuff. Get the watch, the sunglasses, and the Everscroll. You'll get better sleep because of it. Your eyes won't be strained. Your focus will be better. Better balance, better comfort, more durability with these shades. They look good. They're made from premium quality, and they start at just $60. So take care of yourself with better focus, better sleep, and better style. Go to MVMT.com/rundown. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns. Get the Everscroll solution right now at MVMT.com/rundown. Join the movement.
All right, thank you. This video went viral. A lady like had her dog off leash in Central Park, and a guy's like videoing her, and then the lady goes nuts. She's like, "This African American, it's threatening me." Blah blah blah. I gotta be honest here. This sucks on a couple levels. It sucks because the lady sucks, but the guy sucks too.
Yes.
Because the dog was off leash, but being like held by her, it was not like a running situation. Like this, to video that sucked. But then the lady was such a fucking like racist asshole. If they're both two white people, then I'm all over the guy videoing, because that dog was like, she was, and then the dog's getting like choked out at the end. it started like, why are you videotaping her? Because she's not really doing anything. Yeah, dog on leash. It was like right there. She was holding the leash and holding the dog. She lost all the high ground by being a racist son of a bitch.
The tweet saying that it was an avid bird watcher at the park who was demanding you put your dog. I mean, that description is a fucking asshole of a person. But you're, yep. I mean, once you go racial with it, you're the worst. But everybody in this story, in this video, is terrible.
I do hate people who have their dogs off the leash, like out in the open.
But if you're holding the dog?
No, I know. I agree. But there are people, like, if you walk around and you see, I just hate it because it's like I don't care if your dog is well trained. Like, my dog's going to lose its mind.
Right. No, I agree with that, but yeah. That didn't seem like a true off-leash situation to me.
Honestly, I'm on board with you, but would you ever, like, no. run up on someone and be like, put your dog on a leash?
No. I have – no. I'm very much a live and let live guy that, like, I've seen many dogs off leashes, and I have no problem with it, but if that dog comes up to Stella, I will yell at the – I'll be like, put your fucking dog on a leash. Yeah. Because I don't want to be responsible for what my – you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. That's just not how it works. You can't play by different rules there.
That chick got fired and everything, right?
Yeah, she did.
When are people going to realize that?
She issued an apology and gave the dog back.
When are people going to realize, like, the Karens of the world?
She lost her dog, too?
Yeah, she gave back the rescue.
Woo! Well, I don't know if that's a really good –
I don't know if it was her dog fully to begin with or what.
When are people going to realize that, like, if you act like that, you're going to get videotaped and you're going to blow up viral.
Well, especially if you
see someone. First of all, you're a crazy person if you see someone videoing you and you're, like, doing it on camera.
Right. If it's, like, a hidden camera or a security camera, fine. But they were holding the phone right in your face.
And then the last story, this is a funny video. It's just a fat kid grilling on a roof with, like, his buddy hyping it up and, like, singing. And, you know, this is just, to me, making the best of Corona. Like, this is a very funny, good video.
Titties on the back, though. That one.
Oh, yeah.
At the end.
That almost seemed planned the way, though, it ended like that.
Yeah. It was.
That's not the first time these guys have, like, run a routine together singing songs. So.
Yeah. And the hype man, just having a hype man in general. But the best part about this whole entire video is how fucking small that grill was. Like, that made the whole thing. You can grill, like, two hot dogs on that.
I thought he was going to be, like, a grill master with, like, it was just a little charcoal, like, what George Foreman thing.
What are the little Betty Crocker, like, easy bake ovens for grilling? Yes. Like, it's my first grill set.
Yep. That's pretty much it. Did you guys see that text that I tweeted from Gaz in Nantucket?
No, so good. You didn't see this, Dan? Oh, man, it's great. It's great.
It's maybe the most disrespectful, and he's the king of disrespect. Like, he's with me here in Fort Lauderdale. I literally spent 4 hours shopping for food and, like, alcohol while he, I think, was just getting a tan. But he's in Nantucket. He just sends me a text. I'm in your tub soaking for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How disgusting is that?
Yeah, I mean.
That reminds me, Dave, remember the time we were at Florida State and And I think Christina DD was with us, and he was like, we had one car. It was me, Hank, Dave, and Gaz. And he was like, hey guys, I gotta go try on outfits with Christina. You guys can just hop out here, and just left us in the middle of Florida State campus for the rest of the day while he gave thumbs up, thumbs down to a really hot girl trying on outfits.
And when I say a day that we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off, we didn't have like a minute. We're in fucking Dumb and Dumber suits, like literally running around and trying to make a video. And Gaz is like, I'm just going to party at this bar. If you guys need me, I'll be there.
Yeah, we got to make sure that we got the chicks ready for tomorrow. He's always on chick patrol. Smart.
Are you a Fort Lauderdale guy now or still a Nantucket guy? Is it just because of what's open?
It was a combo. So Renee was going to Nantucket. So it's like she was planned. And I just wanted to get outside. Like, it didn't matter where you go. I just want warm weather and to be outside.
What happens if we, what if we go back to work? Are you just going to go to Nantucket for the summer anyway?
Well, I mean, we have so much, like, with Penn that's coming up. I don't, like, know exactly how that'll schedule. The plans to be my July trip to Nantucket.
The problem is, I think what's going to happen is in the middle of July, like all the sports are going to come back and then we're just not going to have a break till after the Super Bowl. I'm fully expecting that. Like, I was trying to plan like a week where I go in, like, but July, like mid July, I think baseball, hockey, and basketball are all going to come back. And then fucking pedal to the metal till after the Super Bowl.
Right. And now, Doug's, what's your record here?
I'm 5-0. 5-0. 5-0. Huge game against Florida on Sunday night. My running back who got hurt was trending on Twitter, which was.
Oh, no, I was half expecting Manning to like drop a Doug's reference at one point. This thing has gotten so big, I don't know what to expect
anymore. I also am convinced some Tennessee fans think it's real football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm deep into my mentions. You should see them. They are like absolute dumpster fire of people fighting because what happened is every time I win, other SEC schools are like, oh, all Tennessee cares about now is a video game because they can't win in real life. And then the Florida cornerback coach tweeted out a chirp at Doug's. And then everyone at Tennessee was like, oh, so we're the only ones that care about a game? And then they started roasting this cornerback coach because he has, like, the 67th best cornerback class recruiting. And it's, like, all going down, like, fucking 100 tweet messages back and forth. It's awesome. I got Georgia tonight. It's going to be a big game.
Oh, where?
Yeah, in Knoxville.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's place.
Wait, like 21 football. Or something? 24 or something like that?
It's I'm 24. The Georgia's 21, and it's gonna be. It's fuck. I'm nervous. I'm nervous every day now. It's like it really is anxiety inducing.
Well, yeah. Honestly, you probably have more skin in the game than when you're rooting for like Chicago teams. It's like your fucking team now.
Well, not only that, but it's 50,000 people watching me and criticizing everything I do.
Well, it's like real now. It's like
I'm on the other side. Usually, I can criticize. Now I'm getting criticized, and I like.
You're gonna be a changed man. You're gonna be watching games, being like, "Let's not get on them too hard here."
No, fuck that. that's what people get mad at me because I'm really bad with the clock. But my strategy is always save timeouts. Like the Florida game, I had 3 timeouts left with 10 seconds left. I was like, "Who's smart now? Like I can do whatever I want."
Can't take a locker room with you. All right. What time?
Dave, I have one last question. What do you think about Frankie's new look?
Holy shit.
Frankie who?
Borelli.
Oh, man, that was just fucking
I don't know if you met Frank the Tank. I haven't seen him look.
Frankie's got the porn stash and goatee, and he's got, like, hair coming out of the top of his visor. He looks – he's got something going on.
He looks like he's intentionally trying to look as old as possible so he no longer has to be your boy.
But he's really not my boy, so I'll clearly – I haven't seen him. I'll have to look. I don't know.
It's a look. It is a look.
I'm on my phone. I'll report back tomorrow.
Hold on. I'll show you right now. I'll show you right now. See if I can do this.
I mean, they're tweeting about it, so I guess, you know, I think they beat Kisner.
I think so, too. What was the setup for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Riggs has rigged this thing, no pun intended, where all they do is he plays golf or he does it in a video with Kevin Kisner.
Frankie said, we're 1-up through 16. History is happening. And then just 10 minutes ago, he said, Kis never had a chance. With the picture of himself looking like a
Dave,
like
look at that. See it?
He looks like the devil a little bit.
This one's even better with the like the visor on. Is just it's special.
Oh my god! Yeah, he's got the hair all over the place. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing, but it's
actually look. Better. I think it's better.
Why?
Show me. I think it's better.
I like the look. I feel like it's like a drummer thing, too. If you were to like, throw a bandana and hop on the fucking on the drums, you'd look like the part.
I don't know. He looks like he could be, like – he looks like he drives, like, a Honda Civic with a spoiler on the back trying to sell you some shitty ecstasy.
Better than looking like you're 12.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
All right. I'm going to go try to hit a milli. I need $140,000 to get there.
Throw the ball. Take the top off the defense.
I don't know how I'd get there, to be honest.
Airlines and cruises. Airlines and cruises. Airlines and cruises.
Airlines and cruises are killing it.
That's it.
I was right. Warren Buffett was wrong.
Fuck them.
Suck on that. Wizard of Oz. Boring. Is that what they call
it? It is boring. The hurricane. The fucking hurricane.
Oh, hey, Gaz.
Working hard, Gaz?
Yeah, Gaz, what are you doing today?
Set up at 3:30. It's
Gaz, nice. Doing any hot tubs? You getting all in some hot tubs?
All I need was that's hooked up at 3:30. It's not.
Gaz, you do it. Is that Gaz right there or no?
My day traders on there probably freaking.
All right, goodbye.
Okay, see you.
All right, see you guys.